Auburn Opelika's News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Pleased to welcome in Jana. We're talking game day for heroes. Miranda, is your mic on or no? Okay, I'll turn yours on too. Keep it down. Keep it down low.
Yeah, just keep it down low.
So that way, Jana, welcome first off.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's go ahead and get this out of the way. You said this is a little different. Were you in a radio station before?
throw me under the bus. I actually was. I was a DJ at WEGL, Legal 91.1 FM.
That's fine. Listen, there is nothing wrong with that.
And also did the sports there as well.
So you did it back when they had it in Foy. I can say that because I was there too. So
that's all right. And so, yes, we were in Foy.
Yeah, have you seen the new studios that they've got over there?
We should go.
It is something to behold because our former employee that worked here, Britt Bowen, and now does women's basketball as well as does softball and that kind of stuff. He kind of runs Weagle now over there as the student advisor type deal, and he gave us a tour back when they put in the new equipment, and you would not recognize it.
I bet it's awesome.
It is.
I mean, you know, cassette tapes and then little 8-tracks we'd have to put in.
Yeah, none of that stuff exists.
Commercials.
They have no idea. None of that stuff exists.
Take that
anymore.
Round table, spin that record back about two so it blends right in. When
right.
It comes in.
Yeah, that is not a thing. They would all look at us like we're crazy if we went over there and talked about that. And they have it with the Eagle Eye Studios, too. So TV and radio right there together. We were using, to show you how bad it was with Eagle Eye, we were using VHS when I was there, so
I understand.
Which doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, I don't even know that a VCR is around anymore.
Occasionally,
maybe
you see one every now and then.
Like the penny, it's just gone.
Just gone. You can't get, but you still find them every now and then.
I don't even think you find them at thrift shops anymore.
Golly, I know. So, listen, let's talk about Game Day for Heroes and all that that's about. So, give us your elevator pitch of you know what it is and how people can get involved. And so, go ahead and walk us through that, please.
I will. Game Day for Heroes is a nonprofit, a 501c3, and back in 2009. I was president of the Columbus Phoenix City Auburn Club, and we needed a community service project. So we actually had a lot of the military were coming back from basic training, and for 2 weeks they didn't have anywhere to go. They weren't stationed where they needed to be. So we had guys that were just sitting there, no rides, no anything, and we had six individuals raise money for six season tickets, and we sent the military, and then those guys came. The next week, some friends of ours from Georgia were like, oh, that's pretty cool. We aren't going to get to go to the game. You want to have these Georgia tickets? And we're like, what is about to happen? This is just the first week. So we send military to college sporting events free of charge. We now send their families free of charge. We have huge, and when I say huge, we can have up to 700 people at a tailgate.
Wow.
And one of the biggest tailgates we had was the Alabama-Auburn game, not this year before. Mm-hmm. Obviously, no one had tickets that were donated, and we just had a really big time at the tailgate. And what's so crazy is this is about a football ticket, but is it really?
Correct.
You know, you sit here, and, you know, I have so many stories that I can tell, and
please do. That's why people love. They love the story. They do.
Companionship.
It is. It's a complete camaraderie. I didn't grow up in the military, so I wasn't
sure. Well, that was my thing. Is I was going to ask you, did you grow up around military? You know, were your parents military?
No, it was because we lived in Columbus.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the generals came in and said, we want Columbus and Fort Benning and Fort Benning and Columbus. And that had really not been a thing. It was always kind of kept separate.
Right.
And this really made a difference with that because we got to meet all the sergeant majors and different people because they would give the tickets out. So to everybody, that helped us out greatly that we could take them on base because we were literally physically having to look Excel spreadsheet with names going down for people, four tickets in an envelope with their name, and then they would come to tailgate and pass them, or we would pass them out, or we would take them up there. Through the years, we just have kept it going and kept it going through volunteers. We have started adding some things through this because it's grown. And in the aspects of where it's grown is it has become more than just a ticket. And, you know, the tailgate is a camaraderie. You know, many Auburn games, we've had a whole heck of a lot more fun at a tailgate than we have a football game.
There's no doubt.
And it just brings about this sense of camaraderie that is unparalleled to anything. And one day I had, this is a very, can be a little emotional story for me, but I was at the tailgate and our director, CEO, Todd Bennett's our CEO, and then we have Jeremiah Bybee, who's also basically, they're the two that run it all. I had a lady whose husband was deployed, and she brought her daughter. And she walked over to me, and she said, "I just want to personally thank you for starting this organization. I was going to commit suicide last night." My daughter, all she wanted was to see Auburn game. I had to go buy her a T-shirt like 3 days before, and she was just so excited, and I couldn't do it. We were able to get her help. We were able to get her counseling. We lost, sadly, another member to suicide to our tailgate. He was a regular. Everybody knew who he was. And sometimes just things get a little bigger. So we have started a counseling service. We have free counseling. It is something that now a ticket has turned into counseling. And it's just a miracle to everyone that has been involved with this that we have made it into an organization like this. That's not just about a football ticket. It's not just about going to Auburn game. I do get really excited when we get tickets to Alabama. I'm sorry, but we rarely do. And I mean, being in
that makes two of us, by the way, because we're the same way.
I mean, you know, you're kind of like, oh, this hurts, but yay. But no, that I think it changes your perspective of sports when you are doing something that's way bigger than the sport. But as big a diehard Auburn people we are here, there's diehard Georgia, diehard Alabama, diehard, and we got to give them the opportunity to experience something too, not just because we're being Auburn people. Because you know, they think this is just Auburn, and it was in the beginning. We called it Tigers for Heroes. I mean, it really was. I left that part out.
No, but that's amazing. I like. Seriously, when because how many years ago did you say you started doing this?
09, 10
So, you know, you're looking at, you know, over a decade of doing this, and it started out as...
Just Auburn.
Yeah, just Auburn, or let's just see if we can take a soldier to a game.
Right.
And to now, you are into counseling slash helping families. I mean, you mentioned the young lady that came with her husband being deployed.
Exactly.
She's not even a soldier. You're helping the family in general, not just the particular enlisted or commissioned officer, you know, that's in the military, but... When they can't be there, maybe you guys can be a safe haven for the family around.
It is exactly, because the family unit, the restoration of the family unit is very important to us, and to make sure that they have an option to take their family and come and, oh gosh, we have games everywhere and that. The family unit, of course, suffers when anybody's deployed, mom or dad, and it is so hard on that parent that is staying in the States, you know, if they're if they're not deployed overseas. And it really brings together, it's a family. I don't know what else to say.
Fits well with a family, with the Auburn family, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, we have so many people come just to meet. Our tailgate has gotten big. We have two RVs. We have a large trailer. And we also have, I call it the horse trailer, but it's really the horse trailer bar. And we have a nice little setup and games for everybody. And just, you know, a lot of food. Jeremiah cooks the food there.
Ah.
Like 11 o'clock games, we got scrambled eggs, bacon.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. It's the stuff. It's the stuff. And we just really do a really nice job letting them know that we, how much we appreciate them. This is not about us. It's not about Auburn. It's not about Georgia. It's not about Alabama. It's about a ticket that can help a family member go with another family member and restore, hopefully, their relationship and bring them closer together.
Speaking of which, how do you get the tickets?
Oh, boy. The whole point of this was so totally grassroots, and it's, if you're not going to the game, call us and give us your ticket. and you can now, you know, switch tickets through there. We also are very lucky. We have a good relationship with Auburn University Athletics, and if they have tickets remaining after they have been sold, I think it's up to 3 days. It used to be five. I think now it's three with, you know, just electronic ticketing. They will let us know, and then we get the tickets out. Sometimes it's 50, sometimes it's 100, sometimes it's 600. We will be graciously take any ticket we get. So mainly it is donation, like grassroots. I'm not going to the game. Oh, hold on, let me transfer the tickets. And then we always have someone that'll go. And we also get a lot of bowl games. And that's been a lot because we can reach more people in different areas than having to drive. But one thing is that the tickets are important, but now it's the tailgate.
Yeah.
The tailgate is where we're really needing the volunteers and to help us, and we need the tickets to get to have there to pass out.
Right.
And so that is really now become the backseat in a way to, you know, I don't want to say that because that is like the most important thing, but when you're looking at the different situations and the different stories, and I just told two, there's 2,000. But we went into a new, as part of our counseling, a new mental health spiritual initiative where we're sending six wounded with TBI military to Israel. And it is, I call it a pilgrimage. It's a program where they're going to help mental health counseling, life and success coaching, financial counseling, veterans retreats each year, and then a Christ-centered spiritual journey to Israel. And it's called Rally Point Israel.
Yep.
And we're super excited about that. We're going to send six people. It's $6,000 a person. And, you know, in our fundraising, we are hoping to raise money for them. And then we're hoping to raise money for our tailgates and sponsorships.
And do they just, can they go to the, I mean, I pulled up the website, and that's, it shows everything, including the Rally Point Israel and how they can get involved. I mean, that way they can touch base with you and say, hey, how can I help? Whether it's tickets, whether it's money, whether it's time.
Whether it's volunteering to scramble some eggs.
I was going to say, I mean, it gets, I mean.
One day we had fajitas. One day.
Goodness gracious. I mean, and I mean, seriously, looking back on this, when you look back at, you know, 2010, 2009, would you have thought that it would have gotten to this point where there's a website and you're sending, you know, people to Israel and you got a rally point and you're asking for tickets and you're asking for money and...
I'm on a radio station.
You're on a radio station discussing it. I mean, it literally went from, hey, I got this idea to now look at what we've grown to.
It's unreal, and we really could not have done it without Todd and Jeremiah because they literally took the reins and have grown this into something that no one fathomed.
Yeah.
But it's much needed.
Again, we're talking with Janet. We're talking Game Day for Heroes. If you'd like to get in touch with them, you can give them a call, 740-5390. That's 743-5390, excuse me. A best way to go is to go to gamedayforheroes.org. It's got everything on there that you could imagine. It gives you a chance to donate. You can donate tickets. Talks about the tailgates as well as a whole lot more. Can you hang with me for a little bit? Is that all right? You
sure
got any more stories you can share with me?
I probably do.
All right. Well, we may talk about that here momentarily. Janet with me, Game Day for Heroes, Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. More in a moment.
You're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika this morning.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking Game Day for Heroes. Jana with us says, I told you that I was looking through the website and talking about Meet the Team. And talk about the team a little bit, because I know you mentioned Todd and you mentioned Jay. Is it Bybee? Is that how you say it?
Jeremiah Bybee.
Yep. And so, but you got others that are involved as well, and including yourself on this website.
Yeah.
But some of the others, and because this went from, as you said, Auburn, you know, Auburn Club in Columbus to now you got a whole team of folks that are
there. We do have a team of folks. It's really great. And, you know, I do just want to mention something that Todd. Todd is an amazing guy. And when Todd got invited to an Auburn game, gosh, this was not soon after we started. He was unable to go into restaurants, sit with his back to the door, not really wanting to leave. he really had a tough time, and he came to a tailgate, and now he's running.
Yeah.
Game Day for Heroes. And there's something in that, that probably, you know, he had written up a little bio about for me for something I needed, and I had tears coming out of my eyes because of his story and just what Game Day for Heroes means to him. It's his everything.
It gave him his life back, like
and,
what it sounds like.
And what happened is he got his life back all because of a ticket, you know, and that's pretty cool. And then Jeremiah, he's awesome. He's in Montgomery, and he works full-time. He's going to school full-time, and this is what's so cool about this. He's going to get his doctorate in nonprofit all because of one ticket.
Yeah.
His kids are involved, and it's great. And we have a lot of board members are from all over, everywhere. We get support from Common Brew in Montgomery, John Hink with Southeastern Taquerita. We just have so many, you know, in-kind volunteers and donations that we really appreciate that. And then also on our board is the counselor, is our therapist that we have. She's done an amazing job as well, helping us kind of put what we need into a box and put the bow on it. You know, you can start the box and you can try to fold the edges, and then you get to the point she's the one that's put the bow on top of that package for us. And that's been probably, again, a ticket turning into helping an individual in the military or a family member.
Yeah.
You know.
And that is something that, I mean, I guess you hear the saying all the time about learning stuff outside the four walls of a classroom. It's the same thing with this. So it's outside the four walls of, say, a counselor's chambers or something,
right,
where, you know, where this, I mean, think about these guys and girls, they were part of a team.
Oh, for sure.
And now they're back and they don't have their team. And so that's what you guys are trying to provide
it.
For that.
It's a camaraderie for sure. And you can see it. You know, it's like, hey, Miranda, what's up?
It's
good to see you again. Great to see the kids. The kids are going to go play together over here. And, you know, we'll hang out and be adults. And, you know, so the kids can kind of do that. And it kind of takes a load off. It's kind of also, you know, built-in babysitter for a little bit, because we do have them all in a great visibility. We're over that's probably important to tell you where we're tailgating is. We tailgate over near the Red Barn. So if you're looking directly at the Red Barn, we're the parking lot to the left of the Red Barn. And we are welcome anybody to come. Mm-hmm. We're all the way at the far end. We welcome people to come so they can see with their own eyes and hear with their own ears what is really going on and see what I call a miracle happening.
Yeah. Again, this all started talking Game Day for Heroes, which it didn't start out as that. What'd you say it was,
Tigers for Heroes.
Tigers for Heroes. That was,
we had those six tickets for the Auburn game.
Started with six tickets. Now she said that they get up to 600 sometime. They get donated either through the university or you can donate your ticket. You know, when you've thought about what you could do with one of your tickets, be sure to just jump online there and go to gamedayforheroes.org, and they can show you what you can do with your ticket, whether it be a football ticket. And I'm sure even if they said, hey, it's not football, I got basketball tickets giveaway, you'll find somebody to put the hand
on.
Right now it's baseball. We will take any baseball tickets that you are unable to have, because I know a lot of times people have baseball tickets, their kids play baseball, and they can't make it to a Thursday night game or a Saturday afternoon game. Baseball, you know, basketball too. We don't get very many basketball tickets.
And that's any SEC ticket.
SEC. Even if it's Washington, I don't care.
Yep.
We've done Colorado, a lot of Colorado games.
Okay.
And I mean, I just, there's a lot of people that we'll hear from. Tennessee, I mean, we've done a lot.
That's awesome.
And that's the cool part. Is, like I said, once I started this, I didn't start disliking other teams as much as I did. So
right.
It kind of became a little bit, it made me step back and realize football really is just football.
Yeah, it's just part of it.
You know, and we live it and eat it and breathe it. But now I like, eat and breathe other teams that I can't, that don't get that many tickets donated to.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a cool thing. But looking for tickets and getting the tickets, obviously, is our main goal. Right now, we also are needing storage for our trailer and our, I call it a horse barn trailer. I think I said that. It's our little drink bar. And we also are looking for a storage unit to store. We now have T-shirts. And, you know, once your living room gets full of boxes.
Right.
And this is what Todd said. He goes, my living room's full of boxes and I'm going crazy. And I was like, okay, I'm working on a storage unit. So storage unit, place to store our trailer. And, you know, anything like that in kind is wonderful. And but, you know, we do need funding.
Yeah.
We do need money. We have run this on a literal grassroots shoestring budget.
Yeah.
We will be asking for sponsors this year. I think we'll have a lot of people very interested in it after they see everything that we've been doing and what we've added. Websites cost money now.
Yes.
And food costs money now. And, you know, all the things that we're trying to do, you know, I would love one day to give a stipend of, say, here's $20 to help buy your drinks.
Cause,
you know, even in an Auburn game, you've got a family of four. If you just buy one water for four people and a hot dog for four people, you've already spent $150. So, you know, and many of them cannot do that. But we also see many leave in Auburn jerseys, Auburn hats. Their kids are now coming to Auburn.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
It's a very neat thing. So, hey, you got a golf tournament coming up?
We do. We have a golf tournament in Montgomery, Alabama. It's the Mike McKean Veterans Memorial Tournament. And it will be on the Thursday before Memorial Day. I'm having to remember that one in my head. So I don't have the date right in front of me. I'm sorry. It's on the other piece of paper. But it's $220 per team. It's probably the cheapest golf tournament that you'll ever play in. And the whole reason we're doing this is to give back to our military so they can afford to play in the golf tournament.
Yeah.
So this is about them. It's not about a fundraiser. Although we need the funding, we felt like this was more important to give back to them. Golf is a sport.
It is.
And they love it. And so hopefully, again, the Mike McKean Veterans Memorial Golf Tournament, and there'll be a lot of more information on the GameDayForHeroes.org website. And always, you can get in touch with me, and I'll help.
Direct you.
I'll help direct you anywhere you need to go.
I'm looking at it right now on the website, so be sure to go there, and you'll be able to register. Also, you can you can donate your, as I said, tickets, money, time, whatever it may be. They're in the process of looking for a place to be able to store the trailer. We talked about that. Also, they need whether it's a storage unit, they'd love to have it to be able to store everything from T-shirts to supplies to things that they use. As Janice said a little bit earlier, this started in 2009, 2010, and just six tickets and a couple of people that had an idea of, hey, let's do this and help some people out. And now it has grown into something where they've got a board as well as trying to find places to put these soldiers on Saturdays or random Tuesday nights or and let them experience a game and just kind of turn their brain off for a little bit, get away and not have to deal with that. And I should mention, even the gentleman that's helping run the organization, I mean, he's gone from not being able to sit with his back to a crowd in a restaurant, to freezing up and not leaving, to that's what this has done. It's taken it outside the couch and four walls of a counselor's room into putting them in the public and getting them safely back into the public. So, Jana, thank you so much. This is awesome.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate you coming in. And GameDayForHeroes.org, that's the easiest way. Go to the website. Very easy to maneuver once you get on there. You can meet the team, and that way you can contact them if need be, whether it's through donations or just to get involved. Honestly, if you know somebody that's not doing well and they may not know about this, reach out and say, look, I don't necessarily have a dog in the fight here, but my next-door neighbor is not doing great.
We would really love for that person to be, if they're willing to, to come, and we would love to talk to them and show them what we're doing, and that's very important too that you bring up now, is that other people are the eyes.
Yes.
And they see. And we do also see this from our military members, and they don't like to talk about it with their families.
Correct.
But they will talk about it with us, and it's it's really cool.
Yeah, I've said, dealt with it in our family. A dad served, dad's brother served, dad's brother the one that he dealt with this. It wasn't suicide, but just from the stress, as I told somebody, I said he had 5 heart attacks, and the 5th one's finally the one that got him because of what he dealt with in Vietnam. And he never talked about it with anybody, and that was what led to, of course, his health issues, along with, I don't mind sharing, I mean, the alcoholism that went with it as well. So it is something that they fight their demons, and they need help. And as you just said, they may not ask, but a family member or a neighbor or a friend may say, hey, you know, there's a blanket of comfort over there with Game Day for Heroes. They'd love to help you. So,
and if you don't mind me mentioning, is our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Our Facebook page has 10,000 members, and that is where we mainly tell you what tickets are out. So yesterday we graciously had some baseball tickets donated, and you immediately go to the website. We immediately post it there. So you got to keep your notifications on, and we explain all that. So go to the Facebook page and like it, and you'll get all updated information from there as well.
Yes, you can go follow it. Game Day for Heroes is easy. It's when you Google it, it actually comes up. So I went ahead and clicked on it. Pictures right there on the front. comes up at the top. So you can go to gamedayforheroes.org, or you can just go to their Facebook page and just hit that follow button under there, and it will post everything that you need as well. Janet, thank you so much for coming
in. Absolutely, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. We'll wrap things up momentarily.
Ben Taylor on Auburn Opelika This Morning.
News Talk, WAN.